So much of who we are has to do with being from somewhere, to be able to trace the history and the footsteps of those who came before us. This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. The Old Shore Road is what they called it, though it was really a well-worn path to and from the village of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century settlement that no longer exists. But even if we can't physically walk the old road, we're able to find it again through those who are willing to share the story of it with us. The Chippewa people of the North Shore retained a fierce adherence to traditional fishing, hunting, and gathering as part of a seasonal lifestyle. In springtime, the people moved inland to maple sugar groves, a tradition that was not left behind, even though traditional ways were gradually being replaced by mainstream ways. Jim LaPlante shared this story about his full-blooded grandmother, Elizabeth Anaquot, and his French grandfather, John Droulard.
Oh, I know my mother used to tell a story about one time old Grandpa Droulard said, "Don't take them kids up there today, it's going to be storm." So anyway, I guess my grandma was pretty bullheaded and she had made up her mind she was going to go up to the sugar bush. So she grabbed up all the kids and wrapped them up and took them off, and I guess it was snowing and blowing, and I guess it was just miserable as hell. And then when the old John Droulard come home, the house was empty, so he figured that's where the ma had taken the kids. So he took out through the, up to sugar bush, sure enough, they were all along the trail and everything, so he gathered up his kids and his wife and took them home.
In summer, many people kept gardens, especially at Maple Hill and Good Harbor Hill above Grand Marais. They also harvested fish and, as shared by Michael Morrison, picked wild berries to last all year.
We had a number of things to do. In the summertime, we had to pick berries for one thing. That brought in a lot of good income. And we went out to the berry patch, and we didn't have a car then. My dad would hire someone to take us out there, and then left us there for 5 days. Well, there was four of us, and I plus my dad, so there was five crates. That's 5 times 32. So we picked that many berries in a week. So my dad would tell the man that brought us out there to come and pick us up in 5 days. Every time I bought blueberries or raspberries, it reminds me of the days that we used to pick berries. We enjoyed it in a way, you know, because we knew it was providing money for us to survive. Yeah, they were happy days.
At one time, Chippewa City was home to a number of fishermen who made their living in the fishing tradition. Jim LaPlante.
Well, yeah, about my Uncle Billy was a commercial fisherman. He'd go out in the fall of the year especially. I mean, we'd eat lots of herring. And Mother would tell me, take that bucket down to your Uncle Bill down there and pick up some fish. See if he's got any fish. He'd have a whole boatload for me. He'd fill up my bucket and I'd take it home.
The people lived on traditional foods and relied on Lake Superior fish, wild game, and wild rice, harvesting food in the fall, just as their ancestors have done for centuries. Jim LaPlante.
Well, yeah, we eat them big trout heads and big Lake Superior trout heads. Them were good. And then my stepdad, he did a lot of hunting. He killed a lot of deer there.
In the late fall and winter, many families relied on trapping to make a living. This would require the trappers to set up camp in the winter for months at a time, Glory Martineau shared this story about her father, Fred, who spent many winters trapping.
He always said that the stars were responding. And then to go out there and he would be gone like for a month. And then he'd come home, and what I remembered was his eyes, they were just dark. He'd get like an animal off the loose.
Dora Casamas lived in Chippewa City and recalls what the winter trapping season meant for her family.
I remember when my dad used to go, Joe Thomas used to go hunting or trapping in the woods. He'd go up to called Swamper Lake, also called a 22 mile post. They would live up there for the winter. And then he, in the spring, he'd bring all his furs down, and then we'd all come to Duluth himself. And we'd have a brand new Model T Ford going over.
This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. Funding for Walking the Old Road is provided by the State of Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and WTIP. The show is produced by Stacy Droulard, with music by Keith Sekola. Archived interviews, courtesy of The Producer, the Grand Portage National Monument, and the Cook County Historical Society.